With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump has withdrawn the nomination of New York Congresswoman Elise Stefanik to be the next ambassador to the United Nations to help maintain the GOP majority in the House. On the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, House Speaker Mike Johnson praised Stefanik for her devotion to ensuring passage of the Trump agenda.
She would have been an extraordinary ambassador to the UN. She would have done a great job there. But she's deeply devoted to her country, and she's fully committed to seeing the president's agenda succeed in Congress. And after much deliberation and discussion, the president talked with her about withdrawing the nomination so she could stay and help us lead in the House. And I'm telling you, it's a great credit to her. She agreed to do that.
Speaker Johnson's full interview this week on Capitol Hill will be broadcast starting at 10 a.m. Saturday on the Salem News Channel. President Trump is taking steps to prevent cheating in upcoming elections. Bob Agnew reports.
The president this week signed an executive order aimed at preventing election fraud.
And it does a lot of really good things to try to improve the security of the election process.
Hans von Spakovsky with the Heritage Foundation says the order directs the DOJ to go after.
In other words, sue states that allow absentee ballots to come in after Election Day.
The order also cuts off federal election funding to states that refuse to demand proof of citizenship for those wishing to vote. Bob Agnew reporting.
A powerful earthquake has rocked Myanmar and neighboring Thailand, destroying buildings and bridges and killing at least 150 people, mostly in Myanmar. Officials in Baghdad say 10 people were killed and 101 were missing from three construction sites. Rough day on Wall Street with the Dow plunging 715 points. This is SRN News. Congress is being urged to defund Planned Parenthood.
Over 150 groups have signed a letter calling on lawmakers in Washington to cut funding for big abortion, including Planned Parenthood. Carol Tobias of the National Right to Life says American taxpayers should not have to underwrite a multi-billion dollar abortion industry. In Planned Parenthood's annual report for 2023, the organization reported over $2 billion in revenue. About a third of that total was taxpayer funded. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
A rare Chinese Bible donated to an Oxfam shop in England has sold at auction for over $72,000. The historic text, dating back to about 1815, is thought to be the first complete translation of the scriptures into Chinese. The Christian Post reports the Bible, which was discovered by volunteers at a bookshop, was translated by Protestant missionaries. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Another wipeout slam Wall Street as worries built about a potentially toxic mix of worsening inflation and a U.S. economy slowing because of households afraid to spend due to the global trade war. The S&P 500 dropped 2% as four out of every five stocks within the index fell. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 1.7% and the NASDAQ Composite tumbled 2.7%. Lululemon Athletica led the market lower after warning that its revenue growth may slow in part because shoppers are spending less due to concerns about inflation. The Dow was down 715 points to finish at 41,583. The NASDAQ lost 481 to 17,322. The S&P 500 dropped 112 points to 5580. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.